This is the Evotel podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Welcome to another episode of the Evotel podcast. Today we are asking the first question of frequently asked questions. We've done a number of town hall meetings, and I'm sure that the internet or the Evotel get many responses on the internet. Question number one, we're going to ask to head of brand, Bradley Becker. Bradley, thanks very much for popping in. The most asked questions. We're going to have a whole series of podcasts on this. Let's start with question number one. How do you decide as Evotel where you're going to put fiber?
The first way we kind of identify an area is just, you know, how much interest we've gathered within that area. A lot of the times, you know, we all go look at areas within our, you know, current network, you know, that we can expand into, and then we would kind of drive people to want to show interest in having fiber brought to their neighborhood. And then, yeah, just based on that, we kind of then start the process in terms of getting all the necessary documentation stuff. But it's predominantly, you know, where the need is. I know, you know, as much as we want to roll out to the whole of South Africa, there are limitations to how far we can expand our network. So it's predominantly, we do look, you know, how do we expand our current network? Because that's probably the quickest way to be able to roll out a network. And then, you know, if we see a large interest in areas, that of people just reaching out to us to say, listen, we want fiber brought to our suburb, we listen to those calls, and we kind of make a decision as a team. And we then, if it makes sense, we start rolling out, because there's a lot that goes into a fiber rollout.
Okay, which we'll be asking as this podcast series progresses as to how that works. Let's talk about the show of interest. First of all, one of your first installations was in Krugersdorp. So I imagine you were then looking at areas around Krugersdorp first, because I imagine you can run one fiber to the next neighborhood or the next little town and grow from there, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we roll out to specific areas and we establish what we call a POP, a point of presence, you know, that POP has a certain amount of capacity. So, you know, when we look at a network, if there is opportunity to expand into other areas, you know, the best thing is we want to fill that POP with as much capacity, because us, you know, it's a bit of a waste. You know, if that POP has a 10 gig capacity, we want to make sure that we've covered enough homes and we've connected enough people, you know, to get the most out of that POP. And then we obviously start adding more POPs, and specifically in Krugersdorp, you know, as time has gone on, we've actually got 3 points of presences, in Krugersdorp. And we look at doing that in all of our areas, you know, where there's opportunity, for us to extend the network. It makes sense for us. Yeah, we'll gladly do it.
How does the public show interest? How do they say to you, we're in wherever and I think we should have fiber? I imagine communities can get together and show you that, policing forums, those kind of things, they can get together. Or even an elected official, I'm sure, could say, we would like it. So how do they get hold of you guys to say, we want something?
Yeah, so obviously getting hold of us, the normal contact route, which is on our social media pages, the contact details that are, you know, available on our website. But yeah, I think there's various channels of obtaining these expressions of interest. A lot of the time it's just community members reaching out to us, you know, on Facebook, saying, you know, I can see your network literally a street away from me. Is there a chance of you extending it? You know, we then reach out to them and kind of give them the tools to be able to go and gather that interest within their communities.
Right.
Because that, you know, that's probably the most efficient way of getting it and the most successful way of getting it, because they're community members. They all know each other. So a lot of the times, we have communities actually that come to us and say, listen, we've gone and done the survey ourselves. We've got 300 people that are interested. You know, does it meet your criteria? We go back to the drawing board. Yes, it does. And we extend the network. In some cases, it's areas that we've identified ourselves. And we then go and gather this expression of interest, information ourselves using resellers, lead gen campaigns on social media and stuff. But we always encourage people to rather interact with us if, you know, if there is a desperate need for them to have fiber. You know, we again, it fits into our motto, fiber for everyone. We won't push anyone away. We'll try our utmost best to be able to, service them if we can. But obviously, there's limitations. But we're always on the lookout for new areas to build in.
Is there still an education process around what fiber offers to the public? And is that part of when you, as you said, you're going around and asking people if they want fiber? They might not know that they do. So what sort of education do you do?
Yeah, I mean, again, as much as we think, you know, fiber has reached its mature phase, you know, there's still a lot of educating that needs to happen, especially, you know, the areas that Evotel is rolling out into. You know, there are a lot of these secondary cities where people for a long time were neglected in terms of connectivity options. And, you know, they've been connected to the internet using, you know, wireless technology, LTE, all those type of things. Yeah. And so there's an element of educating, you know, communities like that as to why you should change from that. You know, in communities like that, why fix something that's not broken is kind of the mentality. And all that we try and do is just show them the long-term benefits of fiber. You know, obviously wireless has its limitations where fiber doesn't.
Okay. That's going to be our next podcast, is why fiber? That'll be the question. So let's just run through again. How do you choose the neighborhoods? It's a show of interest. What's the best way to get hold of you guys to show I'm interested, if a community is involved? What's the best way to go about it?
Best way is on our coverage map, because you can actually go and input your address and see if there is coverage and if, you know, if there is coverage, how far it is from you. Yeah, and input your details there. You know, it will ask you for your name, your surname, your cell phone, your email address so that we can make contact with you. And, you know, if we get enough interest within an area, it makes, you know, sense for us to roll out the network. Obviously, you know, there are limitations to things, and we just need to make sure that we're able to deliver a network that's going to be long-term and stable, and we don't want to, you know, take shortcuts and stuff like that. So we do take our time in selecting areas, but the best way is for people to just to go on our website, check whether their address is covered. If not, you know, pop your details in, and we'll definitely get in touch with you.
Evotel.co.za.
Correct.
www.evotel.co.za. Next time, why fiber?
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.